Here's our NFL insider, writer with The Athletic, longtime NFL executive, Michael Lombardi. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you guys, huh? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Yes. We're doing very well up here.
The old spitter and the clapper was at it last night, wasn't he?
Oh,
what did
man,
you make
was
of
he
that?
Good last night? Was he great? How about my man Cousin Sal stealing the clapper line from me? How about that one, huh?
Oh, is that what happened there?
Well, he had in the pregame, they did a little thing on the clapper. He did it, which he gave me credit for. But you know, how stupid am I? I should have really registered that. I should have had that my own, you know?
Well, is it that simple? Like, it's all Jason Garrett's fault? There's got to be some fault somewhere else.
No, you know, it's not. Look, since Barry Switzer left, they're 52% winning percentage. I mean, Jerry wants to coach the team without coaching the team. So, I mean, I think that's pretty clear. You know, and I think no matter who goes in and out, Jason just doesn't do a good enough job. I mean, he's only won 4 games in his NFL career when he's led at the half, when he hasn't led at the half. So, you know, he's not great at making adjustments. He's not great at making a game plan. And I think the team fired him last night. I don't think Jerry needs to fire him. I think the team's already fired him. When you lose to the Bears and you make MVP Mitch look like he's the great, great quarterback, I mean, things are bad.
Even the expression on the players' faces when they were sitting down, they were just like, they had no zip, no nothing. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, no, you could feel it. I mean, look, that's part of the job as a general manager. Jerry calls himself the general manager, is to recognize when the players aren't listening. You know, one thing about, there's two things, we hear and we listen. You know, sometimes your kids hear, but they never listen. Sometimes they listen and hear, and I think the Cowboys are not listening or hearing.
So, why would you believe Philly can take it, though? Like, what have they done to prove that?
I think it's the lesser of two evils. It's a fallacy of the false alternative, right? You know, it's like, okay, the Eagles at least try. Now, look, they go down to Miami. This city here that I live 60 miles outside of Philadelphia. They had to bring grief counselors in. They're so depressed about the Eagles. You know, you lose to Miami in Miami. That tells you something. Carson Wentz is 10-13 over the last 23 games. That's not good, you know, and I think the heat and humidity got them down there this weekend. But for the most part, I mean, look, the way the Cowboys are playing, I mean, that game that weekend is going to come down to the 4th seed, and you'll play, you know, 4 will play 5. You'll host a playoff game, and that team coming in there, whether it's Seattle, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Green Bay, you know, whether it's one of those really good teams are going to be the favorite when they come into Philly or Dallas.
Well, that's what's setting up here. I mean, you could have like a 12-4 San Francisco at Philly to start the playoffs.
That's right.
And
yeah, I mean, and that would be that wouldn't be bad for, and San Francisco would love that. I mean, you know, you start that way and you get one of the division 4 comes out. You just don't get a home game, and I mean, that's the horrible thing is Philly and Dallas are going to get rewarded for playing this poorly with a home game.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. Bills at home against Baltimore this weekend. The Ravens, last time I checked, about a 5.5-point favorite. Not a surprise. I mean, they'd be a favorite almost anywhere they play right now. But the Bills coming off a long week. You know, they laid a beating on Dallas last Thursday. How did they find a way to stop Lamar Jackson, and how do they put up points on Baltimore?
Well, I think that's really two really hard factors. I think Baltimore's defense is playing way better than most people suspect. And I think Buffalo moving the ball, they're going to have to throw the ball. Now, maybe they could run a little bit, but I think they're going to have to throw it. They're going to have to prove to Baltimore that they can throw it. The problem for Buffalo is they haven't played great run defense at home. If you remember the Eagle game, the Eagles have ran up for over 200 yards. They've struggled to play great run defense in Buffalo. And when you're getting ready to play one of the best run teams in the NFL, that's not a good thing to have. I don't like the matchup for Buffalo at all in this game. I think it'll be a challenge. But look, the home field, and if you can get some turnovers, Buffalo's really good at getting the opposing team's field goal kicker to miss field goals, which is hard to do. And we know Justin Tucker doesn't miss kicks.
What about the Patriots this weekend? You know, the last two times they've played these young, mobile quarterbacks, they've lost at Houston a week ago, at Baltimore a few weeks ago. Now at least they're at home, but Mahomes appears to be healthy. The Chiefs are coming off a blowout win of their own last weekend. This is going to be a difficult one for Belichick and the Pats. How do you see that playing out?
You know, and they don't lose 2 in a row very often, right? So I think that'll be a challenge. But look, they've got to control the pace of the game. I think this is a game about pace more than anything. I think the Patriots' defense has got to stay off the field as much as possible, and their offense has got to convert third downs. They got to stay on the field, and they got to have long drives, and they've got to result in touchdowns because you're not going to beat Kansas City kick a field goal. You know that. And as good as the Patriots are on defense, they're still going to give up plays. They'll take Tyreek Hill out of the game. But we saw them try to do that last year in New England, and they moved the football effectively on them. So I think this game will be in the 20s. The Patriots win. If it gets in the 30s, they won't.
I thought Cincinnati was going to go over the whole season, and they found a way. Do you see them giving it to the Browns? Is it going to be a situation where they win two in a row, or are they going to go back to just one and potentially 15?
I mean, who can ever predict with the Browns, right? I mean, you know, the greatest quarterback in the history of commercials, Baker Mayfield, he still averages under 7 yards per attempt. I mean, they can't make explosive plays down the field. So, I mean, look, the Bengals are not very good. Their offensive line is bad, and the Browns should be able to win this game. But they're an 8.5-point favorite. I don't know if the Browns can be 8.5-point favorites against anyone.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, I'd take the points. Like, it's a battle of the division.
Or tease it and get 15 and enjoy yourself.
Right. Oh, Freddie Kitchens isn't winning by 15 points.
He's not beating you by two touchdowns. No chance, right?
Not going to happen. Enjoy the weekend, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, longtime NFL executive. Teasing, that's a whole different level of degenerate gambling.
I was just going to say, what the hell
tease
is teasing?
Tease it and enjoy yourself.
Teasing, you got to pay a lot of juice, but you get extra. Right. You can swing it one way or the other.
So you got to double down.
Yeah, so I think it's either 6.5 or 7-point swing. So let's say that it's a pick 'em.
Yeah,
you can tease it for your team plus 7, you know, or the opposite way. And so if you're teasing on top of it, you're giving yourself, you're paying a lot of juice, but man, you're giving yourself some life, you know.
I love that he's just like
tease it. This guy was an executive in the league. He's got all he does is talk about gambling.
I love it.
Like,
it's amazing.
We didn't bring that up. He's like, yeah, just tease it and you're home free. It's a lock.
Tease it and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, just put your feet up and enjoy it, because Freddie Kitchens is going to make you money.
Zero chance.